Welcome to Courtney for Life, a podcast created to elevate your way of life and guide you to eat with balance, lift with passion, and live with intent. I'm your host, Courtney Stricky, an entrepreneur, nutrition coach, sponsored athlete, and food lover. Now let's dig into this episode. This episode is sponsored by Canadian Protein. Nothing is more important in my life than my body, which is why I've trusted Canadian Protein for nearly 4 years to provide me with the fuel, nutrients, and supplements that my body needs in order to perform optimally in the gym and recover fully throughout my day. I use Canadian Protein powders and supplements, and I recommend you trying them too. Visit CanadianProtein.com and enter athlete promo code CourtneyForLife to get your premium supplements and powders at the best price. Hey, strong friends, and welcome to episode 34 of the Courtney for Life podcast. This episode's topic came to me from one of my favorite strong ladies, Christina Myers, aka Lift Heavy Princess, on Instagram. She's assisted me in powerlifting guidance before and is a very successful and educated woman. If you don't follow her, get on that right now. The topic is powerlifting and body image. I did a lot of article reading prior to creating my content for this episode, reading a lot of opinions from other ladies. Ultimately, a lot of this is going to be my opinion and my views on the topic. My podcast, my opinion, right? All right, so some quick background. I've been competing in powerlifting for 3 years. Powerlifting is the squat, bench press, and deadlift. In competition, you have 3 attempts for each of these lifts, aiming to safely lift as heavy as you can for 1 rep. I got into this sport because I was tired of going into the gym with no big purpose or goal. I wanted to set small goals for myself, and I wanted to see what it was like to compete, more so against myself than anyone else. After I had my first competition, I was hooked. I fell in love with the sport, with the community, and with the process as a whole. Now, there are a lot of stereotypes if you Google search powerlifting. The first 3 rows of photos seem to be of men, most of them with quite a bit of extra fat on their bodies. There's a few leaner men, and I did see 2 female images, one of them being one of my best friends. Shout out to Laura! The last few years, I believe this has changed a lot though, but there is absolutely still stereotypes for this sport. Basically, the overweight, thicker people, they're usually quite hefty. So when I tell people that I powerlift, I usually get comments like, "Oh, you don't look like a powerlifter," or, "Wow, you're really small." And I get that they aren't trying to insult me, but really, that's totally a form of body shaming if we want to put a label on it. I'm smarter and stronger than that, though, and I know that I don't take offense to it. In powerlifting, your limbs work as a lever system to push heavy weight, and the only way to generate more force is to generate more muscle mass. The taller the athlete, the longer the limbs, the more muscle mass needed against resistance of the weight being pushed. Like many other competitive sports, the physique and appearance of powerlifters and the like, so weightlifters as well, tends to conflict with the popular ideals of female morphology, but that's necessary in order to achieve athletic excellence. Even still in society, women are meant to look slim, skinny, thin, slender. But the concept of women having muscles can be termed as thick, bulky, masculine, manly, gross. You get what I mean. Now, I am a huge advocate for confidence, and I've recently gotten more and more into confidence coaching with my female athletes. I've personally struggled with body image issues more than I would like to admit, but being open and honest and supportive of this topic with other women has not only helped them to grow and overcome, but for myself as well. It still happens some days, and I am absolutely open and honest about it. But knowing what I know now, it's become easier to work through these challenging times. More experienced female powerlifters can hopefully agree that this sport has improved their mindset and their thoughts of body image. I don't doubt it's helped men too, because yes, they also struggle with body image sometimes. Powerlifting has both improved my approach to nutrition and my body image issues. prior to getting involved in the sport, I think my highest carb intake that like I ever got up to was about 150 grams a day. But I've recently been able to push over 400 grams each day, and I've watched my training performance skyrocket. To me, that's absolutely incredible. I don't get as caught up on the scale now as I used to. I know that how my nutrition focus is set up does not put me into a big caloric surplus, but enough for good fuel and recovery and muscle growth, but not enough for a large amount of fat gain. And I also know that body fat is healthy for muscle growth and tissue support. So if I want to gain more muscle, there's absolutely the fact that I do need to gain a little bit more fat as well. To be honest, I used to fear carbs, but now I know it's such a vital part of strength and performance. I know how important good nutrition is for performance fuel and recovery. I focus now on what my body can do rather than only what it looks like. And I do not compare my physique to anyone else's because that's not fair to anyone involved. In a way, that would almost be like body shaming, like on myself. And why would I want to put unnecessary harm onto myself, you know? I've learned that having a shredded midsection does not allow me to lift more. It does not improve my bench press. It doesn't make me a better person, a happier human, or a more successful coach. And actually, the smaller my waist is, the harder my lifts become, and I have less core strength to brace with. Think about it. What's going to give me more support for a 300-pound deadlift? A 22-inch waist or a 26-inch waist? What's going to hold more support and give me more power? I'm not saying you have to like gain a whole whack of body fat, but being really lean or really skinny in powerlifting, I've learned like you really can't have both. If you want to be a really good powerlifter, you've got to have a little bit of thickness going on, ladies. Now, body weight is important sometimes in powerlifting. For example, to be able to compete in a specific weight class, if that is important. To achieve top placing in a specific weight class, again, if that's important. To outperform other competitors. And to achieve a higher Wilks or total. Now, it's not always important, but like I said, sometimes. Some athletes take it very seriously, cutting over 15 pounds prior to a competition. But please know, this is a lot of water weight being cut, and it doesn't last for really more than a few hours before they eat again. For the inexperienced athletes, this can be very dangerous though, and cause a lot of body image and eating issues. That's why I've never done a weight cut prior to a competition. Based on my past body dysmorphia issues, it's not something I've ever wanted to push onto myself, as I chose to become involved in powerlifting for reasons other than what my body looked like, but actually how it performed. Strength athletes, and all women, will benefit most if we can shift the focus on what we can do, not what we look like or what the number on the scale reflects, and especially not what other people perceive to be attractive in their minds. Powerlifting has allowed me to be more confident in myself than ever before. Any female athlete can agree, and I know Christina can too. Thanks again to her for this awesome topic. Until next time, strong friends, eat well, lift heavy, be confident in yourself, and don't forget to smile.
Thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss upcoming episodes. For more beyond this podcast, including my blog, coaching inquiries, and program information, visit my website at courtneyforlife.com. For daily inspiration for health, fitness, and overall well-being, follow me on Instagram at courtneyforlife_ or search #CourtneyForLife. Until next time.